from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Penny Nelson, and this is the California Report. The June 7th primary has California Republicans at the epicenter of the U.S. presidential election. Scott Schaefer, senior editor of KQED's California Politics and Government desk, was at this weekend's state GOP convention and reports.
Former Governor Pete Wilson rarely makes big speeches these days, but the 82-year-old Republican made a surprise appearance at the GOP convention Saturday to give an impassioned endorsement of Texas Senator Ted Cruz, but it sounded just as much like an indictment of Donald Trump.
My friends, we cannot afford a Republican nominee that brings us down ticket decimation of our 2014 hard-won midterm gains.
Trump's insurgent and unorthodox candidacy has ignited a schism between party leaders like Wilson and Republican activists like Cheryl McDonald from the Contra Costa County town of Discovery Bay.
He's a go-getter, and he's going to go and he's going to fight for all of us. He's going to make America great, and that's what we need.
California Republicans love Donald Trump. Unless, that is, they hate him.
He's the Kardashian of politics.
Republican consultant Rob Stutzman is leading the effort to limit the number of delegates Trump wins in California, and he's not buying Trump's outsider message.
To be anti-establishment and truly a person of the party, you should still be a principled conservative in order to be the Republican nominee and lead the Republican Party. Donald Trump's not a conservative. He certainly isn't principled.
Another big concern for Republicans, how will Trump, or even Ted Cruz, affect the party's efforts to fix its dreadful image among Latinos? Strategist Mike Madrid was hired by the party 2 years after voters passed the anti-immigrant Proposition 187, which awakened a generation of Latino activism.
In many ways, it's a little heartbreaking to look back 20 years later and come to the same convention where the same issues really have not only not resolved themselves, but in many ways gotten worse.
Would you have a hard time voting for Cruz or Trump?
Extremely.
Jaime Patino from Union City thinks Trump has good ideas and that he means well, but
there are times I do cringe when I hear him speak.
Patino, the lone Republican in a family full of Democrats, admits he's troubled by Trump's characterization of Mexican immigrants and women.
It looks like Trump will become the nominee. If he is, I'll back him, but I'm going to have to do some soul searching, to be honest with you.
California Republicans are an endangered species. Just 28% of voters identify with the party, compared with the 43% who are registered Democrats. Although this primary has voters' attention, GOP State Party Chair Jim Brulte seems eager to get past it so he can get back to what he thinks is most important.
Focusing on city council races, county supervisors, electing school board members.
That's really your priority?
Yeah. Well, that's what we're focused on.
It's just that for now, everyone else is focused on something else, at the top of the ticket. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
On Sunday, California Democrats held caucus events to choose delegates to represent the party at the national convention this summer. KQED's Katie Orr attended a Sacramento caucus for supporters of Hillary Clinton, and KQED's Suki Lewis was in Oakland with backers of Bernie Sanders.
In California, Democrats pick their convention delegates through a series of caucuses. Registered Democrats could choose to attend either a Bernie Sanders or a Hillary Clinton caucus within their congressional district. At the event, voters pick several delegates who could potentially attend the national convention in July. In Sacramento, the Clinton caucus drew more than 50 delegate hopefuls and more than 500 registered Democrats. Heather Olson came to this community center to choose delegates because she supports Clinton and thinks it's important to participate in democracy.
I'm not that involved. This is kind of new to me. It's the first time I voted for actual delegates, and it's actually kind of fun.
Tracy Cohn says she decided to run to be a delegate because she wanted to be a part of history.
I wanted to be able to go to Philadelphia and vote for the woman who's going to become the first female president of the United States, and that makes me proud.
Cohn says she was surprised by how much campaigning was involved. Steve Soto would agree.
We went through standard means such as word of mouth, face-to-face, as well as social media, and even went the traditional way, walking through our own neighborhood, dropping pieces of mail, so to speak.
The caucus, just 2 miles from the state capitol, drew a mix of political insiders and everyday citizens. When it was over, 3 men and 3 women were chosen as Clinton delegates. But they shouldn't pack their bags just yet. The state's final Democratic delegation is proportional based on the popular vote in the June 7th primary. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
And I'm Suki Lewis at the Bernie Sanders Caucus in Oakland. There's a bunch of people wearing Bernie swag, buttons, and shirts. As voters trickle in to cast their ballot, delegate hopefuls try to win votes with printed flyers, T-shirts, and brownies. Michael Forda says he wants to be a delegate to represent his friends in the East Bay.
They need to work multiple jobs in order to make ends meet. They need to live, you know, anywhere from 3 to 8 people in a house just to be able to afford to live here.
Forda says he hopes to help shape the Democratic Party platform. But 79-year-old voter Pat Sachs says that reasoning doesn't resonate with her.
Putting our energy into somebody who's going to do something on the platform is the equivalent of sending a letter to Santa Claus.
Sachs says she's looking for delegates who can sustain the movement, even if Sanders loses the June primary. Over 100 people applied to be delegates here in the 13th Congressional District, but only 9 will be selected.
Can I have everyone's attention, please?
Caucus convener Gene Nader quiets the more than 600 voters who've packed themselves into a union hall near the Oakland airport. Each delegate hopeful gets 30 seconds to speak, or in some cases, sing.
I will vote for one big union. I will vote for peace. Thank you very much.
Their support for a candidate whose slim chance of winning the June primary doesn't seem to have diminished their enthusiasm in the slightest. For the California Report, I'm Suki Lewis in Oakland.
And that's the California Report for Monday, May 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.